Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, June 7th, 2014, for Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employers, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, and much, much more. There is nothing better than a great laid vacation plan, especially when the trip brings rest, relaxation, and recovery from an injury. A renewed spirit of hope fosters strength to take on the battles ahead. Having resolved to stand for the things that are fair and just brings clarity and vision to a brighter future and restoration of what's been lost, both physically, emotionally, and financially. When worries are the last thing on your mind and pictures of traumatic events slow from passing in front of your eyes, it leaves time to process life events in ways to heal. Travel plans that are ADA compliant after an injury can do this. First of all, the struggles of getting into temporary lodging should not be a part of anyone's vacation. Why should all your energy be used just to reach your room? Those locations wanting your business should consider the needs of people spending their money there. If they want your repeat business, they will add, in most cases, very simple and relatively inexpensive features that would make your stay comfortable, pleasantly rememberable, and beneficial to your recovery. Today we will spend our time talking about finding ADA compliant vacation lodging, screen your top three locations, vacation questions, getting the most of your time, and ADA compliant travel summer plans. Place your questions or comments on Twitter hashtag Estra's Radio Show or Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident experiences. Speaking of experiences, we found out today that Tracy Morgan and seven other people were involved in a car accident. So keep them in your prayers and hope that they have a speedy recovery. One of the main reasons ADA-compliant public locations are designed is due to the exclusion of people who needed the same service as anyone else but were not able to access these locations due to the way they were built. A recognition that everyone should be welcome in our public spaces and able to participate in our world freely brings hope to people who are disabled, injured, or sick, that their lives are not over, but with opportunity can experience all things open to others with disabilities. It's important to acknowledge our diversity in our beings and that we all have gifts to contribute, given the opportunity. Stereotypes of people profit only a few and limits the dreams of far too many. Therefore, places that recognize the needs for vacation lodging to be accessible for everyone says that everyone, everywhere is important and that anyone is welcome. Yes, it typically takes laws to change perceptions. Otherwise, who knows how backwards, in my opinion, we would be today as a country in so many different areas of our lives. Yet, when we open doors, not only in vacation lodging, but all doors, the true opportunities for all people and fewer monopolies created not only for true competition, in other words, with the number of monopolies we have, in my opinion, in our society today, there's far too little true competition. So we actually do need something that we can believe in that is something that everyone has a chance to be a part of. And let's make that our reality. Therefore, even if you do not vacation or you don't need a place to be ADA compliant, choose to spend your dollars in places that see this as a significant quest for equality and accessibility for all of us. Each of us has the right to have the same chance at rest, relaxation, and comfort by accessing public places. I hope today you will take a moment and realize that each of us deserves to be cared for and respected in the same way as anyone. And when we choose vacation spots that represents the needs of us all, we all benefit from a diverse experience, and we gain insight from many ways of living life. And really, isn't that what it's all about, us living and learning? And our world is quite large if we give it a chance to grow. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. This is the reason for talking about you with Estra and Estra's TV and blog. My book, Car Accident by Estra, is also available at my official car accident site and also all major bookstores. You can also join me for additional locations at Facebook. I have three. It's Talking About You with Estra, Estra's Blog Tips, or Estra's Disability Surveillance. Also, you can join me on Pinterest at Estra's Radio Show. And Twitter, I have three. It's Estra's Blog Tips, Estra's TV, Estra's Radio Show, and Estra's Book Club. Please participate in the, you'll see it under hashtag Estra's Accident Surveys. They take about 3 minutes at most. They're very important because they share your experiences and others. And that way we can actually build a profile of showing how important it is for individuals who are in accidents to be able to receive their benefits from auto insurance companies, employers, or Social Security disability. Most people injured in a car accident tend to live in poverty after being seriously injured. And that's not because most people don't have resources. It's just the fact that legislation currently, which is in Congress, has approved, unfortunately, allow a lot of these companies to pay only 20% of what they should be paying. And who suffers? The people injured in a car accident. So please take a moment and fill those out. They're so valuable to have that information, and I thank you for taking that time. Also, make sure to go out and visit Estra's TV on Instagram. It's wonderful. You can follow me as I go out each day, and if I come into contact with harassers, you'll be able to see them firsthand. You'll be able to watch and see how things progress during the day, and also you'll find helpful tips in case you find yourself in that situation. What are you looking to get out of your vacation time? A short distance from home is important? Or the comfort of getting to and from a location without too much pain and suffering? Perhaps a nice spacious room and bath area will create the atmosphere of your choice. Whatever preferences, make sure top three choices have them. This vacation should not be one of sacrifice. In fact, the pain and suffering most people experience through injury is more than enough trouble to take on any trip. This alone will be a constant reminder of current condition and therefore make everything else a compliment. So, in other words, let it be like a salve placed upon a wound, something that brings peace and comfort through difficulties. A place that actually says to you when you walk in, welcome, come here, relax, rest, heal your wounds. When you decide on the number one location which can bring these things into your personal recovery time, embrace it, receive it, and take advantage of being there. This is really about you being an overcomer, a time for you to recognize your value and importance, which, in my opinion, will aid in your development from going through the process and strengthening you to take hold to the next part of your journey in life. Yes, you must live in the present and address concerns of living through an accident, but remember, it's not a landing place. It's a learning place, a place of growth and reflection, a place of knowledge not only for you, but others who will also pass through this same road. So share your favorite locations and make sure to write a review about it. We'd like to hear that. Make sure to drop me a line on Twitter at Esther's Radio Show or Talking About You with Esther on Facebook. We really are all in this together to make a difference. Only together, you and I, can we make a difference in the auto insurance industry and legislation in Congress that impacts our world. It is our voices, votes, and dollars together that creates change. So recognize that you are needed here as a part of the team on Estra's radio show, Talking About You with Estra. Again, make sure to stop by and say hello and share experiences. It's nice to have a place to share car accident struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the journey. This last week, I noticed an abundance of fake links placed on search engines by harassers. To ensure viewing legitimate Estra leaks, look for the 3 stars from my official sites. All are G-rated and acceptable for all audiences. Otherwise, you might be viewing information from a fake link. If unsure, go directly to my official website, estrasblogspot.com, or at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter, Estra's TV, on YouTube user Estra's Blog. Thank you. The 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner is available in case involved in a collision this year, or this week, tomorrow. It's amazing. In the summer, it gets warmer, and typically we are hearing about more accidents. So make sure to know that you have help by just picking up one of these planners and being able to stay organized through the process. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner provides organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. So stop by under eBay, Estra's Car Accident Help, or my official Estra Car Accident site for more information. At my site, you can spend time reading, watching, or listening for valuable accident wisdom, knowledge, and support. And also make sure to leave a message. I would really love to hear from you. Getting the most out of a vacation while injured requires you to keep in mind that you are on vacation. Too much of our time is typically spent on resolving issues in life, and time to exhale means that we must relax and enjoy ourselves as much as possible. In our society today, most have been conditioned to work, 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 and rest is represented as an undeserved luxury. However, I personally disagree with this premise. Life is about balance. A balanced life, in my opinion, is a rewarding life. And perhaps maybe this is why it can be difficult to obtain with all the demands on one's time. Yet, when a focused life is created on purpose, one can achieve things most important. Yes, work is important to your employer, and for most, their ability for survival. Yet, all things are important for a healthy life, including recovering from an injury by getting the rest that you need. From my perspective, a car accident is like hitting a red light. Abruptly, life changes, and you must wait for the green light, meaning recovery is complete or one has learned how to live in a different way in order to get better. Then it's time to move forward. A few people might also get stuck at the yellow light, yet when they get the support and care that they need, they're able to move forward. So if this is you, do not be discouraged. A way to move forward will present itself. Getting the most of your vacation requires you to be able to relax and enjoy and put yourself first. And remember that you are the most important person in this equation, and so is your health. In order to land a great vacation place, one must start with asking questions. Questions such as, how friendly and supportive is the staff? You don't want to be in a place dealing with people who will not be helpful in making this time enjoyable. Next, ask, how is the upkeep? Does it appear clean, well kept, and designed in a way that provides easy access? Also, will there be the type of help available that you might need? Are the amenities in the rooms and the facilities accessible? Are restaurants or grocery stores close? And will they carry the type of items that you require? What local activities will you be able to participate in? And if there's an emergency, how far is it from where you are to where you need to go? And can you actually find adequate transportation to actually get to the activities of where you'd like to visit? The key is taking a moment, thinking about the details of what will make this trip viable, and select how or which location will inspire your recovery and bring a level of peace and comfort with the options to participate when you feel up to it. This is the key. So make a list of the questions that you feel will be important on your trip and make sure to get adequate information so that you can make a decision that works best for you. Why is it so important to select an ADA compliant location? Because they recognize the importance of all their customers. The opportunity to serve anyone, in my opinion, is a privilege and should be treated as such. Each of us is deserving of a respectful vacation where our dignity does not take a hit because of indifference or being discounted. We all have the rights to enter a public location and be welcomed by the layout, which makes it comfortable to participate in any activities. The limitations placed upon a person due to injury or illness is no reason to take this into consideration when serving those who do not have any. Remember, anyone at some point in time may suffer from a serious condition and require assistance. Don't let it be at this time that you learn how important it is to be inclusive. Therefore, when you look for a vacation spot, do your homework to make it special and right just for you. I'd like to take a moment to say thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and their musicians. This week, Medical Services Accident Claims Survey is available for your input. It's only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. So take the 3 minutes it takes to tell us about how you've been affected. And you can again find it on Facebook at Talking About You with Estra, along with at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter, the hashtag of Estra's Accident Surveys. And I'd like to also make a couple more notes here that Maya Angelou's funeral was today, and I can say that they made it a wonderful service. And I'd also like to say, make sure to go out and sign. There's a Michelle Obama petition out on change.org that I started, and I really need your help to get it moving. This petition says that our children deserve nutritional food lunch, school lunches, and it's important that they have the opportunity to be ready to learn, and they shouldn't have to be hungry or eat food that's unhealthy for them in our country. We should stand up and say our kids deserve a fair start in their lives, and we should be the ones to continue to give it to them. So please take a moment. It takes only 1 second to go out and sign the petition. Again, it's at Estra's TV on change.org. So make sure to go out and sign the petition. Let's meet back here next Saturday, the same time, 1:30, same place, Block Talk Radio. And no matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up.